Dear friends, welcome to another edition of your favorite weekend character building show, Brief Ethics. My name is Adeyemi Adegoke, and I'm a human capital business partner for one of the international banks currently located in Nigeria. I also run a part-time business that is involved in background checks, recruitment, HR transformation, and also business transformation as well. So just before we begin, let's just take an opening message for Her Excellency, Justice Mrs. Eberechi Suzette Iyesunwike, the initiator of this wonderful show, Brief Ethics.
Greetings to the smart people of River State and welcome to another episode of River Ethics on Radio, a character building weekend show. Please remember that in the school of life, the principle of the more you learn, the more you earn works well as in the campus. This episode is titled Financial Discipline. Financial discipline can be said to be the bridge between financial goals and accomplishments. Among other things, financial discipline teaches us to never depend on a single income, but rather to create multiple streams of income as quickly as we can. This singular step ensures an organic and dynamic growth of one's net worth. We also learn through financial discipline to take calculated risk in business. The rule is to never test the depth of a river with both feet. The same rule enjoins us when it comes to investing, to never put all eggs in one basket. We all know that saving is a major part of financial discipline, but maybe some have been trying to do it the wrong way. The wrong way is to try to save what is left after spending. The right way is to spend what is left after saving. Financial discipline teaches the difference between needs and wants. Things needed are essentials, whereas wants are merely desirable. If you buy things you don't need, soon you will be selling things you need for sustenance. Financial discipline teaches us to be aggressive in growing our net worth. You have to do whatever you can to improve your net worth, either by reducing your debt, increasing your savings, or increasing your income. Preferably, all of the above measures should be applied. Look for new ways to make money or to get paid more for what you do. Over the course of months, if you calculate your net worth each month, you will see it grow. From there, you are motivated to do even more and scale up. The most important step to take in achieving financial prudence is to study personal finance. We should both study and apply the knowledge gained. The experts say that personal finance is 80% behavior and 20% head knowledge. The more you educate yourself, the better your finances will be. Knowledge of personal finance gives you control and keeps you in the driving seat on money matters. There are literally hundreds of thousands of books, articles, audio and video content on personal finance to learn from. Money respects and follows those who discover its secrets and runs from those who are financially ignorant. Let us listen to our guest speaker as he takes us through the topic. He is Mr. Adeyemi Adegoke, a financial and human capital expert based in Port Harcourt. Our hardworking Rivers people, please remember to always let your manners speak for you. God bless and keep you and your families, and God bless River State.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no, there are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no, think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.
Okay, welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Brief Ethics on Radio. And my name is Adeyemi Adeguke once again, and I'll be speaking on the topic, how to live a prudent life. First things is, a lot of people will be confused to say, what actually is financial prudence? So financial prudence is, in layman's terms, it basically means planning well in advance for the future and investing in areas where you can expect high returns. And it also means that you need to have complete knowledge about the money that you have, the money that you're expecting, the money that you're working for, and how you can make it grow best. So usually where people start to think about, you know, so how can I make the most about what I currently have? I am a salary earner, or I'm a businessman, but I really don't earn too much and I'm really worried about the future. I'll just be sharing with you a few tips that you can use as a financially prudent person in the making to be able to, you know, get that financial stability that you desire for yourself and your family. So one of the things that we need to know is that you need to be disciplined. And what does discipline mean? Discipline means just keeping that, just sticking to the plan in which you have had, you know, over the years, and saying to yourself that I'm not going to exceed this, I'm not going to do this. If you want to lose weight, what are you going to be doing about that? So also tie it to financial prudence or financial discipline is that you need to, one, have a budget. So how much comes in into your account for a salary, for your profits that you make? Over time, you will have known how much comes in on an average every month. And if you do not have a stable kind of income, so you do business and then you make profits which varies from month to month, all you need to do is just have an average to say, on an average, this is what I'm expecting on a month-on-month basis. Then you also need to then create a budget for yourself to say, this is what comes in and this is what I should be spending, and I shouldn't be spending anything more than X amount of money on certain things. The other thing there as well, we also need to know is, what are the things that we should be spending on? There's a difference between needs and wants. So if you have a list of the things that you need, those are the essentials every month. So you have a budget. How much do you eat every day? How much, if you have children, how much do you pay for school fees? How much do you spend on the childcare every month? You need to calculate that. And that would exactly give you how much it is that you need to be spending on. Now you keep some monies aside for this, and you then also differentiate, what are your wants? So the wants could be the designer bags, the shirts that you want to, the trips that you will take with your friends, the trip dinner dates that you want to have with your wife. You plan for that and say to yourself that, okay, I will not exceed X amount of this every month. If I'm going to take my wife out, I would spend this amount. If I'm going to take my children out, I have to spend this amount. If I'm going to buy a TV or a luxury wristwatch, I will not spend more than this amount as well. The second thing that we also have to do is that we have to build a savings culture. And so people will say, oh, I don't earn so much, so why should I even be saving? But you need to save for a rainy day. What you have today is not guaranteed tomorrow. And if you have businesses that you are running today, nothing says that the business cannot crumble tomorrow. There's nothing says that the government laws cannot be published and then be ruled not in your favor. So when that happens, you also need to plan that, oh, so when this happens, what do I need to do so that I'm not shaken or I'm not carried away by the storm? You need to keep a certain amount. What is advisable is about 10% of your income. You keep that aside every month and stash it away. So it's something that you're not going to touch. The third thing that we need to do is that we need to create a buffer fund. So the buffer fund will be for your incidental expenses. Now, what are those incidental expenses? So you come back from work and your child tells you that, you know, the generator that you bought 3 months ago has packed up. What are you going to do? You cannot go around borrowing monies from people to say, well, I want to buy a generator. That's what the buffer fund is for. The buffer fund as well can also be used for daily expenses. So your bulb burns out. That's what you need to do. You need to buy fuel. You need to buy certain things that you just need to buy on a daily basis. You keep that aside and you know that, okay, well, I'm not going to touch this until something happens. So you wake up one day on a Sunday morning and then your gas has finished. So you don't really need to rush and say, oh, I need to go and let me start looking for how I can apply for a loan. You don't need a loan to be able to deal with your little gas issues. So that's what your buffer fund will take care of. The fourth thing as well that we also need to do is to ensure that you invest. So savings is different from investment. Investments are the little things that you need to put your monies in and then you can watch it grow. Some people would say, oh, I'm really interested in making my monies grow, but a friend of mine has introduced me to a Ponzi scheme that if I invest 5,000 naira in 2 months, I'll get 50,000 naira. I would like to advise us that those schemes they are fraudulent, and there is nothing that you will put in 5,000 naira that will bring yield 50,000 naira in 2 months. If you look at the interest rates, if you look at the things that the person is investing in, there are no returns that will give you that monies that are legit. So what I would advise is that you visit one of the financial institutions, take advantage of the money market. A lot of interest rates are really crashing at this point, but you can take advantage of investment scheme. You put your money in and every day you watch your money grow. Currently, I think it's about 6%. So you begin to see how much you put in, maybe a million naira. Tomorrow, you see how much a million naira has yielded for you. And if you just leave those monies there, you begin to see that they begin to grow. And if you don't want to do that as a financial investor, you can invest in shares, you can invest in stocks and bonds, government bonds. You can have a bond that you can buy for your son, and then you say, okay, I'm not going to redeem this until after 3 years, 5 years, and you leave it there for it to grow. At the end of 3 years, 5 years, you can liquidate it and then you get your interest yielded on that investment. So beyond that, another thing that you also need to do, so whilst creating a budget for yourself, you also need to know that part of the things that you include in your budget will be that you need to pay yourself a salary. So even if you work for an organization and the organization pays you salary, you need to create a budget and pay yourself from that salary, from that budget that you have kept around for yourself. So you keep all these monies that I've just listed above, and then you'll be able to stash them somewhere and then create some monies that you pay yourself every month, because we do know that as a man, there are some expenses that you need to take care of on your own. Lastly, you also need to be able to limit your loans, the amount of monies that you borrow from people. Some people are very good at borrowing monies, but very bad at paying back. I think it is financially indiscipline for you to be able to borrow monies and not pay back. I think it's also irresponsible as well. So for a responsible citizen of Nigeria, I think once you've committed to taking monies from any organization, any individual as well, I think we need to be financially responsible to be able to honor our financial obligations. And we create all of those boundaries to be able to say, and it's very, very important that as a man and as a woman, it's okay for you to say no sometimes when these financial requests come. So if they come to you, all you need to do is just tell the person, right now is a little bit too tight. Let's not be shy about it. This is Nigeria, and I think we're all mature as well. We're going to go on a short break now. But once we come back from the short break, I'll also be sharing with us some additional tips as well to living a financially prudent life.
Have you ever thought how to improve your state? A little help from you goes a long, long way.
We've got to work together, so come on, brother, let's help build a better state.
Just do your bit and be proud of it. Make River State a better state.
Self-help is the best way to make River State a better state.
Don't sit, there are things to be done.
Every day,
with your bit, the battle will be won.
That's the
be tolerant, be understanding.
Show some care.
Be just and undemanding.
Be sincere.
The road to greatness is rough, but with hard work we'll surely overcome. Be proud of your state.
If you've got a problem and somebody helps you to solve it, what you gonna say? You say thank you. We gotta help each other, just like sister and brother. But we must learn to say thank you, thank you.
Just two little words that mean so much.
So welcome back, and if you're just tuning in again, this is RivEthics on radio, and my name once again is Adeyemi Adegoke, and I'm still speaking on the topic financial discipline. So how well are we living within our means? We have a lot of individuals, especially our youngsters today, who earn not so much, but would like to live the good life. And you know, because of the social media pressure, you go on Instagram, you see a lot of pictures there, just under pressure to be able to do what financially you are not able to do. I think we need to be responsible in looking at some of these peer pressures that we receive on the day-to-day basis. And what exactly do I mean? I think we need to be able to differentiate what is real and what is achievable and what it is that is just a make-believe. You know, sometimes you see a lot of youngsters, they've, you know, riding very expensive cars, and you check how much the person earns. When you see the kind of family background the person is coming from, sometimes we ignore all those things and just see that, oh, this person is living a good life and they want to, you know, do more than what they are financially capable of doing. These are part of the things that will drive people into joining groups that will be able to defraud people or groups that would partake in Ponzi schemes. So I think we need a word of advice to be able to say, what am I financially capable of doing? And if you look at your salary, look at your income, look at your profits that you make on a day-to-day basis, you'll be able to know that, okay, this I am able to afford, this I am unable to afford. And once you can stick with the things that you're able to afford and you're able to save, by the time you save a lot for a while and be able to create that investment that would, you know, give you that shoreline of making your monies yield some profitable interest for you over time, you'll be able to afford almost anything that you want to. Right. And then if you are a young man or a young woman and you're saving towards something, an education or marriage or wedding, as the case may be, it's important that you be able to set aside that plan it is that you want for yourself, to be able to say, I'm going to put aside this X amount of money every month, and we need to be as financially disciplined as possible as we can to be able to stick to those plans. It's very difficult to be able to create a plan and stick to it, but I tell you, it is doable. And if it is doable, it means a lot of people can achieve what they want to achieve. And if people have done it and achieved in it, then trust me, it's quite as easy as that. So remember what I said earlier on, is that you create a budget on your income and your profits. Create some part of it there for your daily expenses. So how much do you spend on a day-to-day basis? Sum it up to what you'd spend on a monthly basis. Keep those monies aside. Save for a rainy day. Also invest your monies in mutual funds, in government bonds, stocks, shares, in companies, things that you can see that every month or every day you can see your interest yielding towards you. Then you can also create a buffer fund as well. So these funds, they are different from your savings as well. You'll be able to take care of those incidental expenses. And it's important as well that we also need to give back to the society in which we are from. I don't want to sound spiritual, but if you give, it always comes back to you. Either ways, once you sow into the ground, it would come back to you. So it may not come back in the job it is that you're doing, but it will come back in gifts, it can come back in cash, it can come back in any kind of thing. It's just part of those things that we all need to look at and then also be mindful of as financially prudent people. And trust me, if you take these steps that I just mentioned to you, you'll be able to achieve that financial stability that you desire. And in no time, you know, people will begin to see you and you'll be wondering that, I knew this guy when he started. Now he wasn't doing so much, but now he's yielding so much. You're not doing anything illegal. Everything is legit. You're just making your monies work for you. And that's the best kind of wealth that you can create for yourself. You can also invest in assets. That's assets in buildings, properties, land. Some people say, well, I like to buy a car, but a car is not an asset. A car is a liability because over time, a car would depreciate. But there is no land except you buy a land that is founded on a ground that is ridden with erosion. But every other land it is that you will get will always appreciate. You buy a building, the building will appreciate. If you buy a phone, the phone would definitely depreciate. A car would definitely depreciate. So you will all need to look at the things that matter, and let's focus our eyes on some of the things that really truly matter itself. So I guess with this, we'll go on a little short break as well. And when I come back, I will also be discussing some things as well.
We're concluding on the topic.
Listen, let me tell you something. I don't understand why we're fighting over nothing. Together we can make life better. I believe in you, you believe in me. So brother, brother, let us be strong as one. You know, I can't understand why these things should happen the way they do. Infighting, intrigue. He's only shorter, taller, or whatever. But you are the same. So let's march on together as one, indivisible.
Brother, brother, let us be strong as one.
If you hurt your neighbor, don't be ashamed. Say I'm sorry. Make a change for better, not for worse.
If you hurt your neighbor, don't be ashamed. Say, I'm sorry. You can't always be right, so sometimes when you're wrong, admit it. If you resolve to be a better person today onwards, you know, you might just be making somebody a little happier.
This world is a funny place. It's you today. It may be him tomorrow. So make a change for better, not for worse.
You'll be much happier.
Thank you very much, and welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Rivethics on radio. My name once again is Adeyemi Adegoke, and I was speaking on the topic of financial discipline. As I conclude, I would like to, you know, just encourage us that no matter what you have, no matter what job it is that you currently do or businesses that you need to do, it's important that we need to have multiple streams of income. So what do I mean by multiple streams of income? Those are the things that you need to, you know, invest your monies in businesses that would give to you a monthly return. So some of those things as well. So if you work in a bank, you also need to find out what is your passion. What are you passionate about? If you're passionate about fashion, you can go into buying and selling of clothes. If you are passionate about speaking, you can do some pro bono speaking jobs until the money starts to come in. If you're passionate about training, it's something that you need to focus on so that that will create, so you use your time to generate additional wealth for yourself. It's important that we need to know that as we get older, some of the energy and strength that it is that we have may not be there in a couple of years to come. So it's important that we need to use our youthful years to our advantage, to say, what am I doing currently that is beyond, you know, just going, waking up, going to work, getting things done, getting a salary, going back home, go to church on Sunday, and then the cycle continues. Before you know it, 15 years has passed and you haven't achieved anything. So we need to be able to give back to the society, create additional streams of income, additional streams of wealth that's able to leave that legacy for your children as well. And whilst you are doing that as well, we also need to know that some of the things that we may think that are important may not necessarily be important as well. If you have children, I think it's high time you need to start investing in their education for today and of the future. If you want them to go to an Ivy League school, you start planning for it today. You start setting some monies aside and keep it, and then you, before you know it, by the time they are 18 years old, you don't have any worries at all. If they tell you that, well, daddy, I want to go to Harvard University, you can tell them, don't worry, it's already paid for, because the discipline of 18 years ago is paying off today. So, and I also think that as well, that we also need to look beyond living for the moment. Most times people say to themselves that, oh, this is just one life. You know, that popular phrase, YOLO, you only live once. Yes, I agree, you only live once, but then you also have need to think about tomorrow. Whilst you're spending for today, you need to think about tomorrow as well. And if you do not have a pension scheme, it's important that you need to be able to, if you work for an organization who is not financially savvy, to be able to understand that they need to start setting aside some monies in it through a pension scheme fund for you or the employees of the company. You need to start talking to the chief accountant or the chief financial officer there to visit one of the financial institutions to get a pension scheme for you. And then some people will also say as well that, oh, I do not have a paid employment, I'm a businessman, but I would like to set some monies aside through a pension scheme as well. You can also visit one of the financial institutions here in Nigeria, typically here in Port Harcourt as well. So you can visit them. They'll tell you that, oh, you do not earn a salary, a businessman, but we can do a micro pensions for you. So you would be setting aside amount of monies that you have and saving it for the future. You can do that, you know, by yourself, and you watch your monies grow. Once you download an app, you begin to look at your monies and your pension schemes as they are growing every single day. And it's important that, you know, once you have this, you live a better life because you know that your future is secured. And once your future is secured, you can plan better for today because you know that, you know, what I have today, you are setting it aside for daily expenses and creating that future life that it is that you want. If you are planning to build a house, you can do that by yourself. You can start to build small, have lump sum money, pay for a land, and start to erect the structures. We don't want to pay rent forever. And, you know, it's just those are just part of the tips that I think that, you know, if we abide by, we would be able to live a financially prudent and financially disciplined life, and we'll get that future in which that all of us truly deserve. So thank you very much, and I hope that you do tune in once again for an exciting episode of Rivethics.
Dear friends, this is the march we can take on this edition of Riv Ethics. I hope it made a difference in our collective effort to make our society a better place. If you missed parts of this episode or wish to download this or previous editions, please visit our website at www.rivethics.com to listen to or download all episodes. You are free to share it with your friends at your school or community. You can also join the Rivethics family on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram via at Rivethics, and you can call our phone numbers for questions related to these or other editions. The numbers are 0804-001-1026 or 0815-237-9041, or send us an email on rivethics@gmail.com. The Rivethics radio program currently airs on 5 radio stations in River State every Saturday as follows: Nigeria Info 92.3 FM, 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. Radio Rivers 99.1 FM, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday same time. Rhythm 93.7 FM, 2:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday same time. Treasure 98.5 FM, 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday by 5:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. on Wazobia 94.1 FM, 5 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. Until we come your way next week with another host, remember to always let your manners speak for you. Wishing you a great week ahead.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no, there are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.